All right, all of the worst people you know in the right-wing influencer sphere are clashing right now, and Donald Trump is punching back. The president of the United States is involved in petty MAGA influencer drama, and he called out Megyn Kelly, Tucker Carlson, and a few others in this long, deranged Truth Social post. Even Nick Fuentes, far right Nick Fuentes, is calling to vote for the Democrats in the midterms. He tweeted out last night, quote, "I don't trust anybody who just started criticizing Trump this year but continues to shill for the GOP and J.D. Vance. Time to be unreasonable. Burn it all down. I want retribution for this betrayal. Democrats for Congress in 2026 and America First presidential candidate in 2028. Now, Nick Fuentes is somebody who's known to be a contrarian, a vile human being. I'm not saying that we're aligning with him, but in his contrarian nature, he is now saying to vote for Democrats in Congress in 2026. This could lead to a massive blue wave because MAGA's fracturing at the seams in multiple different directions. There's not just tension to the left, there's tension to the right, tension in multiple different directions. I also want to point out, Trump seems to be losing control of those closest to him, including Melania Trump. Yesterday, she gave an impromptu press conference about the Epstein files and her, like, lack of relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, saying that all the photos of them together were fake, even though there are dozens of real photos. There are a few real emails from Melania to Ghislaine Maxwell. And then yesterday, one reporter says, just got off the phone with President Trump right after the Melania pressing, who said he, quote, didn't know anything about the First Lady of the United States statement prior to her on-camera appearance, but that he was in a meeting about the war and couldn't speak further. She didn't know him, he added, before hanging up, referring to Epstein. So he didn't know about this presser, at least according to him. Melania Trump seems to be doing impromptu pressers about Jeffrey Epstein to perhaps distract from the war. It's funny because in that presser, she cites her own book, Melania, as proof that she didn't have any relationship to Jeffrey Epstein. It's like, dude, it's like when police officers investigate themselves and find no wrongdoing. Either way, let's break down this massive fracture in the MAGA movement. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. Candace Owens just hit back and called for Donald Trump to be put in a retirement home. Candace Owens just punched back at Donald Trump and said that he should be in a retirement home after he mentioned her by name. This is only a day after Marjorie Taylor Greene, a once MAGA stooge, said the 25th Amendment needs to be invoked. So this is a stark reversal of what the MAGA movement was even 2 years ago. Even 2 years ago, the MAGA movement was radically different. We're going to break all of this down. Make sure you drop a like and help the Adam Mockler feed get to 2 million subscribers. We are so close, 20,000 subscribers away. Let's jump in with Megyn Kelly. I also want to caveat one more time. Me playing these clips is never me aligning with somebody. I'm not aligned with Megyn Kelly. She was just supporting Trump like 2 days ago, saying even if he dropped a nuke, she wouldn't care. I am definitely not aligned with Tucker Carlson, who's lied about election fraud, not aligned with Candace Owens, not aligned with any of these people. I am highlighting the fracture, and some of their criticisms do carry a lot of weight because you can feel some genuine betrayal in the voices of people who are like, wait, I thought we were voting against wars.
Now, as you can imagine, that post did not go over well with the Iranians or with many Americans. I mean, I don't know about you, but I am sick of this shit. I'm sick of it. Can't he just behave like a normal human? I mean, honestly, like the president, 3D chess, shut up. Fucking shut up about that shit. You don't threaten to wipe out an entire civilization. We're talking about civilians just casually in a social media post. You know, like, I am the first to try to understand Trump and his strategy and to not freak out over his weird social media posts and language that is loose and incendiary. Truly, I've lived with it for 10 plus years.
Dude, these MAGA influencers are coming to a break. It's probably because their supporters, the people who watch their show, are genuinely struggling in this economy, don't understand why Donald Trump is getting us into a war that the United States is effectively losing, and now they're all on the ropes. I mean, they told people to vote for Donald Trump. They are responsible for this. Nick Fuentes lined up behind the Republican Party when push comes to shove. When elections actually come around, they are Republicans. Now he's saying Democrats for Congress in 2028. What about what Candace Owens said? Candace Owens said, it may be time to put grandpa up in a home. This is after Donald Trump made a long-ass post. And, you know, Candace Owens highlighted a few pieces that we can read, but she says it may be time to put grandpa up in a home. Thank you. This is what we've been saying. She sounds like a resistance liberal from the past few years who have been saying that Trump is deranged and unhinged and that his Truth Social posts that are ranting aren't really that funny. Here's the reality. Candace Owens and Megyn Kelly thought these posts were funny when they were directed at Democrats and when Donald Trump was melting down on like Ilhan Omar or whatever the Democratic target of the day is. But now that they're the subject of his ire and he's bringing up their families, I'm pretty sure they understand why Mike Pence has left public life, Cheney's have left public life, why so many politicians that Donald Trump has come into contact with leave public life because he'll make fun of your death. Even if you do, he says, I know why Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones have all been fighting me for years, especially by the fact that they think it's wonderful for Iran, the number one state sponsor of terror, to have a nuclear weapon because they have one thing in common, low IQs. They're stupid people. They know it. Their families know it. Everyone else knows it too. Nobody cares about them. They're nut jobs, troublemakers, and will say anything necessary for some free, cheap publicity. So Candace Owens is like, it's time to put this guy in a home. Let's hear what Alex Jones had to say yesterday.
Done. But at the end of the day, I just feel sorry for him and pray that God touch his heart and soul and free him from the demonic influences that he's under. I mean, it's just that simple. This is a nightmare. We know the Democrats, the left, are absolutely terrible. But when Trump's calling for wiping out whole civilizations and acting like a supervillain, I have to come out and say I don't support it. It's that simple. So again, Trump's own wife came out at an unannounced press conference today and said the Epstein crimes are real and that she wants the victims to be in front of Congress to cover up to end. That's the opposite of what Trump's saying. Looks to me like she's breaking with Trump because she knows the ship's sinking, has found out the truth. Elon left 8 months ago saying he's in the files as a cover up. I never saw any evidence of it, but he's acting like he's guilty.
It's like all the worst people you know are currently fighting. You know, it's something that I found kind of funny is that in Donald Trump's long deranged post, he actually brought up like valid liberal criticisms of Alex Jones and people like Candace Owens. So regarding Alex Jones, he actually says, are bankrupt Alex Jones, who says some of the dumbest things and lost his entire fortune, as he should have, for his horrendous attacks on the families of Sandy Hook shooting victims, ridiculously claiming it was a hoax. And it's like, yeah, I mean, Trump's making the right point here. Alex Jones did lose his fortune for saying that Sandy Hook was a hoax, and Alex Jones did deserve to lose it there. He then says, the First Lady of France is a far more beautiful woman than Candace. Candace Owens is trying to accuse the highly respected First Lady of France of being a man when she is not. Again, I think that Trump is right here. I think that Candace is creating conspiracy theories, but it's just like, Trump, you have no moral high ground. Your claim to fame in American politics was saying that Obama wasn't born in America. Your literal downfall in 2020, first downfall, was saying that the election was stolen. You're the biggest purveyor of conspiracy theories in mainstream American history ever. And now he's saying that Alex Jones and people like Candace Owens can't float conspiracy theories. Dude, they're building it off the back of the movement that you have created. Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene now on CNN talking about how Trump should probably be 25th, the 25th Amendment. He should probably be removed from office for his mental decline. What a crazy reality. If when Trump was being sworn in, you told me Megyn Kelly would be saying she's sick of this shit, Marjorie would be on CNN calling for the 25th, and Alex Jones would be almost in tears because of Trump's craziness. I would believe you, but I wouldn't believe that it happened so soon, like before the midterms, damn.
Called for the president to be removed from office under the 25th Amendment to the Constitution after that threat that he made about destroying the whole civilization of Iran. The president has a long history of shocking and unprecedented social media posts. Why was this the final straw for you?
Because it's absolute madness. How can any person that is mentally stable call for an entire civilization of people to be murdered, to be wiped out, to never come back again? That's what the president called for. And that shows that there's serious instability in his thinking that he would, not only would he even say that in a private room, perhaps with his advisors, but actually go to his megaphone, his Truth Social, and post that for the entire country and the entire world.
You know, these people have built their political careers off of Donald Trump, and now they're jumping ship at the last minute because he basically said he was going to nuke Iran and commit genocide. I actually don't think that this is very noble. I don't think this is very good at all. Alex Jones has been getting rich off of conspiracies for years. Marjorie Taylor Greene built her career off of using incendiary rhetoric against minorities and trans people. Megyn Kelly has always been a vile Trump supporter, at least after she asked that original question. And Nick Fuentes is one of the worst of the worst. Candace Owens also, a lot of conspiracy theories, and has built her career off this MAGA movement. So the fact that they're all trying to jump ship now at the very last minute isn't very noble. It is very sickening, and they helped mainstream this. Now, I think people need to own up and take accountability before they act like they're above the MAGA movement. Right now, Megyn Kelly, you are the MAGA movement. When Trump says he's going to nuke Iran, you literally said you would still vote for him if he dropped a nuke. These people are just liars. We need to leave it there. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video, and peace out.